you're supposed to hustle out of the box. Tom Glavine said it this morning. It's the one thing you can control.
There's not one former player, and Mark DeRosa is going to join us right now because I'm going to throw something at him, and I hope he doesn't take offense to it because I think I'm pretty close to accurate.
Yeah, Mark DeRosa from Major League Baseball Network joining us on the Loud Security
down,
Systems
guys.
Newsmaker line. Mark, Chris Domino is
Calm
a race
down.
Car in the red
Calm
right
down.
Now. I know. Tell him.
I was following him on Twitter last night. He was redlining by about 11 p.m. It was over.
Which is kind of crazy because usually I'm the one that loses his mind, and now I have to be the bastion of control, which is horrifying.
I want to ask you a question. We've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
Did you have 20% of the talent of Ronald Acuna?
10% of it.
Okay. You're the perfect guy to ask. How galling is that moment to you and everybody who played the game and everybody in an organization who's trying to bust their hump year-round to find a way to win?
Yeah, Chris, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I know it's bash Ronald Acuna time. I'm not – it's disrespectful, but it's not surprising. This is not the first time this has happened. This is, like, one of, like, five times. This is a problem. This is maybe something that the Braves, with their $100 million investment, are going to have to deal with. There's a little dog in there. Throughout the course of his career, you might see a little dog, and you got to deal with it from time to time. And I know it's going to be Berry session on him, and he's got to be on second base in that situation. And he can't be stealing in the first inning when he sat the last five games. I know that. But this went bigger than Ronald Acuna not hustling. This game's pregame script should have been thrown in the garbage in my
opinion. Now, I'm not telling you it's the sole reason they lost. That's not my red line moment. Believe me, I didn't think Snit had a good night. I certainly know the bullpen didn't have a good night. I don't need to see Luke Jackson ever again. I'm going to give you all of those
Thank
things.
Thank you, Domino. Thank you for finally seeing things my way.
I'm telling you, you could put it in one bucket wouldn't be enough of all the things that went wrong. I just want to hear from guys who played the game. What do you do? Your manager, Mark DeRosa.
You got to grab him. It's got to get to that point. Because it's obviously nothing's like, hey, we're going to pull him, we're going to embarrass him. I'm not saying he's doing it maliciously or he's not trying to disrespect the organization or his teammates. I think he gets honestly caught up in the moment. He thought he got that. He's living the dream. He's got 41 homers. Life is good. He's probably the second most talented player in the entire sport behind Mike Trout. And I think he gets caught up in it as a young player. But at some point, you have to clock in when the game starts and not make it about you. You got an 11-game sprint to win a world championship.
Right.
I need you running.
I mean, Ozzie Albies is saying something after the game. Brian McCann, Freddie Freeman, obviously Brian Snicker. I want to go back to what you said in the first inning. Not only does he steal, he's looking back at the catcher and the batter
what
way too long.
Doing?
Is he not?
The whole game, that game should have been that's a 7-2 Braves victory walking away up 1-0 with Jack Flaherty on the mound. Now we got major problems.
Yes.
There.
Yep.
We got major problems. You just gave them a playoff game, gave it to them on a silver platter. Where's he going in the first inning?
And I don't whether you're trying to bunt Brian McCann. Look, again, there's a whole lot of reasons.
How are we pinch? And honestly, I'm not here to bury Snit. I'm not coming on here to kind of. Why are we pinch hitting for Brian McCann with Francisco Cervelli? I just do not understand the move. I don't understand bringing in Max Fried for an inning. I didn't understand the entire template of how to hit the game, kind of like what was going on. This ain't a wild card game. You've been the best team in the National League next to the Dodgers the entire year.
I don't want to hear about Max Fried. What about game four? I need game one. The concept of hearing about game four.
You needed game one, Chris, more than any other team in any other series.
Mark DeRosa with us from the Major League Baseball Network. So let's talk about a bunch of different things in this contest. And I think the biggest issue is when you talk about the bullpen, when you don't have an out pitch, that's when what happened during the regular season happened again last night. 0-2 hits, burning the Braves once again.
You know what, Nick? I was just floored by the way it was drawn up. It was, and Snit said it in the post game. It drew up perfectly to get the ball to Melanson. I just don't think If we're in a trust tree, who's your best arms? Your best arm's got to touch the ball at the most important times. Max Fried's probably your best arm. If you're going to use him as your hybrid out of the pen, look at the way these teams have done it in the past. Houston with the piggyback starters, with McCullers and Morton and all these guys going to the pen. Last year we watched Boston roll through a postseason against everyone they had to beat, doing that entire thing, bringing starters out of the pen. If you're going to have Max Fried come out, and you knew in the first inning, you knew in the seventh, he was throwing 97 with an unhittable breaking ball. Why does he come out of that game?
Two punch
I say
outs.
You ride that horse until you can't ride it anymore. You're right, Domino. Two strikeouts as well.
I was just confused with the way they laid it out.
And now you're down 0-1, and you got to win 3 out of 4 on a night when they made three errors. And I talked about this for the last couple of days. The biggest concern in that clubhouse, and I felt it, I smelled it. They've been the best defensive team in baseball. What's going to happen if they all of a sudden have one of those, hey, that's not like us games? Well, they did. But you know how they made up for it? Dexter Fowler on a base pass, Hader on a base pass. They're a good fundamental team that actually gave you a gift to turn this game to 3-1, and you didn't win the game.
Yeah, no, there was so many things. You're right, Chris. There's so many things. I mean, you can go down a line with Mac on second and Keuchel bunt, and I know that happens and people make mistakes, but come on, we got to be thinking a little bit smarter. I just didn't understand the whole – every move and everything that kind of went on throughout the course of that game looked predetermined to me, and it ended up – I can't have – I know you know my relationship with Bryant. But I'll leave that aside right now. 15 years in the big league, 1,700 games behind the plate, and he's caught World Series games. No one's more prepared, and we pinch hit Francisco Cervelli for him.
And he had a double. And you played him for all of those reasons, not just the matchup. I thought you played him because it's the type of game you wanted him in.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Marquez getting deep.
It was confusing for a team that had just kind of rolled through a .162 and Snit did. Was so amazing, and these guys play so hard for him. That's my thing. Like, everyone's going to get caught up in the Acuna thing, and I get that. I got it.
Mark DeRosa with us from the Major League Baseball Network. Now, the key is we're frustrated. The Braves got to be frustrated, but they got to forget about it at 4:37 this afternoon because they're facing a guy that historically has been good as anybody in the second half of the season.
He really has, Nick. If you really locked in on him, I mean, it's a four-pitch mix of just dominant stuff, kind of a la Arrieta in 15 when he got on that run and won the Cy Young. I mean, this is 94-mile-an-hour two-seamers, 98-mile-an-hour late life four-seamers up in the zone with one of the best breaking balls in the National League. So they got their hands full.
I don't want to hang on this, but at least at 9:10 in the morning, I've got a sliver. He's been so good in the second half that the way the postseason has gone for time in memoriam, he can give up two bombs in the first couple of innings.
Oh, I'm with that, Chris. I mean, the Braves go in. You go in confident, ready to roll. I just hated to see them give a game away like they did last night. That game ended, and I was sitting there trying to figure out what I was going to say for today's show, and it wasn't. I don't want to disrespect St. Louis because it's a big road win, but the Braves lost that game. The Cardinals didn't win that game.
And we texted very quickly last night.
Yeah.
Look, you have to take advantage. By the way, after that error, first and second, you didn't take advantage. You didn't push it on. Here's the one thing that bothers me, and I'm very upset about the whole thing. I'm upset that Marquez got deked. I'm upset that you didn't take advantage of what you could have when they made that two-error play. I think what sort of bothers me as much as anything, though, is the idea that, I think you put it best, nobody needed to win this game more in the postseason than the Braves needed to win last night.
I think the thing that's irking me, Chris, is watching these postseason games and watching 162. We're watching these scripts get written for how these games are supposed to lay out. And when they don't lay out, you have to make adjustments, and we don't see that being done. I watch Mickey Callaway get fired because of situations where, I mean, he's not controlling it with Diaz not giving it up the entire first month or – Brody Van Wagenen had his fingerprints on that team as much as Mickey Callaway. He gets burned by it. I just think Snit and the front office, they came in with a plan and they were going to follow it. And I felt like as that game progressed, man, that should have been deviated.
What's the boxing analogy? Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what do you do now?
Because that was a Braves W.
I think everybody stands in agreement. It goes well beyond Acuna. So now with the bullpen, what do you do today? Melanson threw 28 pitches last night.
All hands on deck.
Yeah.
All hands on deck, Nick. Got to win this game.
Darren O'Day might be the most valuable guy in your bullpen
Shane
tonight.
Green might have to close today as well. But you're right, all hands on deck. Maybe we're going to see more Max Fried. I think Julio Teheran, you agree, Mark, is probably going to be on the roster with the injury to Chris Martin.
Yeah, that's a good point. Can you add? Can you add right out of the gate, or do you have to wait?
You can add. Injury, you can add. Right. And then, but the thing now is that he's done for the next series. It's one of those, if you get taken out of this series, he's done for the next series.
Yeah, I remember, Chris, real quick, in 2008, we were playing Dodgers in game two, and I was doing the post game like at the dais with Lou Piniella, and they asked me if it was a must-win game, and I said, you can't get on the plane to L.A. down 0-2. This series will be over. And when we walked off the dais, Lou Piniella's like, you can't say that. You can't let these people think that. I'm like, Lou, we get on the plane 0-2, it's over. And that, I don't think that's the case with the Braves, but, man, they put themselves in a tough position.
What's the matter with you, DeRosa, telling people it's over? Are you nuts? I could see him just ripping
a new one. That was the beginning of your broadcast career.
You were just being honest, doing your job.
All right, listen, I know you have work to do this morning. I know there's other baseball games to talk about. Who are you working with today?
I got a full day, man. I got to do Central, MLB Central from 10 to noon. I'm going to hang around in case anything happens with the pregame show for the Yankee game. They're coming on live from Yankee Stadium, and then I'll be doing a post game on MLB Network after the Yankee game at around 11 o'clock at night. Oh, that game will probably be 8 hours long, so probably 2 a.m. I'll be doing that.
Well, hopefully you and I are texting about a Braves bounce-back win. We go 1-1.
They need one, Chris.
Yeah.
Too good a season, too good a team, too great a men to have that happen, that situation.
All right, Mark, we appreciate the time. Hopefully you packed a lunch and a snack and some dinner as well. It's going to be a long day.
I'm going to get a lift in too, Nick.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. You were 12% the player that Ronald Acuna was.
Right, thanks, Mark. Mark DeRosa from the Major League Baseball Network.